So, getting that out of the way, we have another speaker before we break for lunch. It's just a short speech, and it's his first time speaking. Now, I really like this guy. He comes from Scotland. His name is Chief Moody. Now, Chief Moody does an excellent show, but he's not just an e-celeb. He is not somebody who just seeks to produce shows on Odyssey and YouTube. He's not somebody who just wants to talk about issues. This is a very brave young man who not only talks, but acts. He's a guy that is new to this movement, but he's already bridging the gap between online content creation and real world activity. I think he's a fantastic guy. This is his first time speaking at a national event like this. So would you please give Chief Moody a warm round of applause?
Right, in front of people, this is going to be great. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you all very much for coming to this PA conference. This will be my second one. Before I want to start my speech, I just want to say, as Mark pointed out, I do have a podcast going on YouTube. Right now, all I'm thinking of just now is I wish I was behind a keyboard and a monitor. But that's beside the point. Anyway, I'll get started. But actually, no, sorry. Before I get started, actually, I have three rules for myself when it comes to this speech, since, of course, being my first one. Let's see. So, rule number one, I'll just put it here. Make a joke about keyboards and monitors, which already did that, so check. Rule number two, stay calm, keep your composure, and try not to stutter during your speech. I mean, I'm already shaking just now, but I'll try, you know. What? Finally, rule number three, please, Moody, for the love of God, do not swear or use profanity during your speech. Anyone who knows me online, I do swear quite a lot, so code of conduct, yeah. Right, then, let's... Oh, no, hold on, there's a side note here. Optics, Moody, optics. Right, fair enough. That's fine with me. All right, then. So once again, thank you all very much for coming. Today, I want to talk about nationalism, courage, and embracing the struggle. I know there's some people here who may know me already through online and all of that, but for those that don't, I want to take the time to give you my own political journey thus far. My political journey started back in high school. I started as a liberal. Now, at the time, I believed everyone should be treated equally, and we're all one and the same. We're all one race, the human race. I was a teenager back then, so, you know, give me a break. That all changed around about 2013 to 2014 when Gamergate happened. Of course, I was a bit of a content cut back then, so again, I started seeing a lot of hypocrisy from the left, especially when it came to free speech. I started watching and following people like Tommy Robinson, people like Carl Benjamin, aka Sargon of Akkad. By the way, has everyone here read Locke?
Yeah.
I mean, I see everyone's all smartly dressed anyway, so I guess one out of two is a bad, so there you go. Many people from that side, like the skeptic Seth Nat side, if you will. But there was one person who inspired me to become a content creator. And that guy was Marcus Meakin, better known online as Count Dankula. Yes, the guy who made the infamous Nazi Pug video. At that time, I didn't think much of it. I thought it was just a standard internet video just for, you know, the banter and all of that. Nothing to be taken seriously or anything like that at all. Well, what happened to him was a bit of an eye-opener for me, especially when it came to free speech. Now, I know, of course, many of you have your own opinions on him and all of that, which I completely get that. I have my own opinions of him at this point in time. But what happened to him for me was it can happen to anybody. And that's why I wanted to start making videos after that. So I started making videos specifically like SIFNAP, anti-SJW videos, of course, the standard. We were all like that at one point, of course. I did that for a while, and then I stopped. I became quite bored of it, making those types of videos, because I felt that the talking points were all being repeated just over and over again. And to me, there never was really a solution to the problem. The only solution I can gather from these SIFNATs was trigger the libs, own the libs. Of course, we all know they've all done and tried that multiple times, even after, 10 years. The problems are still going, and it's only gotten worse ever since then. And I began to believe that there was no hope left. Until one day, I watched a certain debate on YouTube. I'm sure some of you might have seen this debate. I'm not entirely too sure, especially when it comes to internet stuff or whatnot. And that debate on YouTube was between Sargon of Akkad and Richard Spencer. I'm sure you all remember the infamous moment in the debate when Richard says to Sargon, "You're not as smart as you think you are, Sargon," or Sargon, wherever he says it. And I was quite intrigued by that. So much so, in fact, I decided to look into the distant right. I started watching people like Millennial Wolves, for instance. I started watching people like Jason Cohn or No White Guilt, people like Mike Pinovich or Mike Enoch at the time, and of course, people like Mark Collett. I remember thinking while watching their videos, and I was remember saying to myself, yeah, I agree. I agree with a lot of their talking points. However, I continued being a civic nationalist. That was because of the stigma of being an ethno-nationalist. Even to this day, there's still this stigma of being pro-white. So to be on the safe side, I decided to continue on from just continue on being a civic nationalist. Now that's something to this very day I do regret doing that. I wish I actually had the balls to actually go full on being an ethno-nationalist. But again, the stigma and all of that. That all changed, however, in 2020 with two specific events that year. The first event that was a major red pilling moment for me was during the summer of that year, and that would be the Black Lives Matter peaceful riots. What shocked me and angered me the most during these riots was not just the destruction of private property and small businesses. It was the attacks and killings that occurred. There were even photographs I remember seeing on Twitter or any other, or Facebook, or any other social media platform that had black people holding up signs that reads like "kill all white people" or something to that effect. I'm not entirely too sure. But even seeing that, I remember thinking to myself, imagine if it was the other way around. If it was a group of white men or white people holding up signs, "kill all blacks" or Asians or anything like that, you would never hear the end of it. Never hear the end of it. The complete hypocrisy from the mainstream media is outstanding. Let's see. Yeah. There was another event that happened later on that year, another debate on YouTube. Now, I'm pretty sure you all may remember this particular debate. It was the debate between Laura Taylor and Ricky Doolan. Now, British passports and 8 million memes aside, that debate, again, was an eye-opener for me as well. So much so, in fact, I decided to delve into ethno-nationalism even more. After doing some research and finding out that the real issues we're facing today, I was feeling a lot of different emotions at the same time, and I'm pretty sure everyone in this very room might have went through the same road that I did. These emotions included confusion, disgust, and anger. I soon realized that the problems we're facing right now are entirely deliberate. It's racial, it's anti-British, it's anti-European, it's anti-white. The first thing I read out was demographics and the prediction by Professor David Coleman of the Oxford University, of white Britons becoming a minority by 2066. Then I had a look at the victims of multiculturalism. You had victims like Lee Rigby, who was killed by two men of Nigerian descent, all because he dared to serve his own country, whether he agreed with it or not. You had cases like Chris Donald. This affected me personally, not just because this case was very close to home, but it was how they murdered him and the reason why they did it. Chris Donald, of course, everyone would know, was kidnapped, brutally tortured, and murdered in Glasgow by a gang of Pakistani men. When they were arrested and took into questioning, they said they killed him because he was white. This was clearly a racially motivated attack. But it doesn't stop there, folks. As a matter of fact, further along with my research, it gets a lot worse. The victims, as we all know, are not just white men or white women, but our white children are being victims of this multiculturalism too. May I remind you all of the horrific case of Emily Jones? On March 22nd of 2020, just a shy of 2 years, by the way, she was only 7 years old when her life was taken away by an Albanian woman. 7 years old, folks. 7 years old. There are many examples of these cases, but what happens? These cases get swept under the rug, all for the sake of diversity, all for the sake of multiculturalism. You have the horrific cases like South Africa with white farmers. One of my first ever videos I did covered that. It must have been the third or fourth video, I'm not entirely too sure. And I stopped talking about it because of the sheer brutality of it all. I just couldn't believe it. And please, folks, do not dare get me started on the grooming gang scandal that took place in places like Rotherham, Telford, Rochdale, and so on. We had 19,000 British children, boys and girls, who were groomed, tortured, and raped in 2019. Not 190, not 1,900, 19,000 of our British children being affected by this. And the abusers themselves, the reason why they did it was because they saw them as easy meat. And of course, even with our education system, we even have critical race theory, where our children are being taught to hate themselves, their history, and their culture, telling them they should be ashamed of themselves, ashamed of their ancestry, ashamed of their history. And of course, even fairly recently, you have news stories of these lefty folks toppling down statues, and all because the statues themselves represent white men of history, especially when it comes to Britain. It was all over the place. You can't get away from it. It's right in your face about it. Well, at this point in time, folks, and I want to tell you all something right now, I'm sick and tired of it. I am sick and tired of my people being treated as second-class citizens. I'm tired of the fact that my people are being treated like scum within their own homeland. I'm sick and tired of these communists dismantling and deconstructing our history and our culture. It needs to stop, and it needs to be called out. Now, after learning all of that, I decided to get involved. I didn't want it to just make videos or live streams and just talk about what's really going on and who's really behind it. I wanted to do something. Not too sure entirely what that would be, but I wanted to do something. I wanted to get involved somehow. So then I had a look into Patriotic Alternative. I had a look through the manifesto and I said, yes, this is a group not only would I support, but I want to be a part of. I can't remember if it was me or Cy from PA Scotland who got the ball rolling for me joining PA, but we got in contact, and for the first time I met up with him and PA Scotland was in Arthur's Seat in Edinburgh. I will be honest with everyone here. I was nervous. This was because of the mainstream media's portrayal of nationalists. Now, I mentioned earlier on that people like Tommy Robinson and all of that, you know, quote-unquote nationalists, but they're not really nationalists. When it comes to actual nationalists, the mainstream media always portrays them as these balding, thuggish brutes with swastikas all over them, throwing up the Roman salutes like day in and day out. And I was really nervous with that, not going to lie. That narrative was shattered when I first met Sai and the others. I was shocked. Even when I first met Sai, I thought to myself, oh, he's just a normal dude. So so we met up, I had a walk with them, of course. We then went to the Scottish Parliament and took a photograph with a leaflet. I'm not entirely too sure what, I might have been actually the anti-SNP leaflet, I'm not entirely too sure. Sorry, I just lost a train of thought there. Let's see. Yeah, for the next year, I would continue to participate in further activities with PA Scotland, including letter picking, banner drops, and leafleting. And unfortunately, no, I was not at Ben Nevis. So to this day, I'm still thinking to myself, I really wish I was there, but it happened. So. Speaking of which, when it comes to leafleting, the first time I did leafleting, I was a bit hesitant to do it. And the reason why I was hesitant in doing that was because I tend to overthink. I tend to overthink such possible possibilities or scenarios, say, like the member of the general public might spurg out and might even, you know, call us out for being racist or whatnot. Or even groups like Antifa might come around the corner somehow. But again, I tend to overthink with that. Now, again, I was really hesitant in doing that. As a matter of fact, when I posted some of the leaflets for the first time, two of the guys who, of course, I can't name them because they're not public speakers or anything like that, they were the ones who even said that, again, I should really, you know, work on it regarding to that. And even when I was posting leaflets, I was just acting almost like... But it was a case of posting leaflets with the sound of crickets. Nothing eventful happened regarding to that. So, at this point, some of you may be wondering, well, that's great, Moody, with your journey to nationalism, but what does this have to do with courage? What does this have to do with embracing the struggle? I'll tell you the answer to that. It builds character. It improves a person. I was never really a confident or active person before joining PA. Never did any activism or anything like that at all. The only thing I can think of was maybe online stuff, but that was it. And even to this day, I would still say to myself, I'm still a bit of a work in progress, but slowly but surely, I'm getting there. Slowly but surely. And for that, I want to thank PA for that. I want to thank most of the guys from, well, not most of them, all the guys from PA Scotland who I look at as brothers. They've done tremendous work over for the past couple of years. And honestly, I'm blessed to have you guys in my life, honestly. I also want to thank all the other regional groups in PA for doing a lot of hard work and actually inspiring me to do a lot more work, not just with PA Scotland, but even just say in person in general, or even say my online content. I also want to thank people like, say, Laura Towler, because to be quite honest with you, without that debate, without even watching her content even after that, I would even go as far as to say I still wouldn't be here just now if it weren't for her. I also want to thank Mark Collett for forming this party to begin with. So honestly, you people, thank you all very much for that. I do believe what brings us together is a strong sense of community. As a group, as a collective, we can accomplish anything. We can. I'll finish off by saying this to you all here today. It's going to be tough. It's going to be really damn tough. I know some of you have already faced that oppression by the state. We have to keep going. We can never stop whatsoever. Our ancestors have poured blood, sweat, and tears into this great nation. And we should never, ever give that up whatsoever. Now, in saying that, of course, maybe not today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, hell, not next year. But one day, we will win the hearts and minds of the general British people. One day, we white Europeans will rise from the ashes and stand triumphant. One day, we will have our victory because England, Scotland, Wales, and Ireland, hell, the whole of the United Kingdom is a white country. Always has been, always will be. Thank you all very much.